September 13th. Roman Emperor Hadrian builds a wall. On this day in AD 122, work began on building Hadrian's Wall across northern Britain. Hadrian was one of Rome's greatest emperors. During his 21-year reign, he visited nearly every province and consolidated the empire in a realistic way, the wall in Britain being just one example. His hard work ensured that the Pax Romana continued for at least another 50 years. But Hadrian was essentially a soldier. Normally he wore military uniform, but he was also a cultured and sensitive man. It's quite amazing that Roman emperors like Hadrian and Marcus Aurelius, who wrote such amazing philosophy, how they managed to combine governing an empire with such culture and sensitivity. Hadrian was a long-time lover of Greece and its culture. He's also known for his close relationship with the young Greek Antinous, whose death from drowning in the Nile during a visit to Egypt is said to have devastated him. Hadrian died aged 62 of natural causes, which is fairly unusual for a Roman emperor. Here is the well-known poem that he wrote shortly before his death, and which is probably the most beautiful and sensitive poem ever written by a head of state anywhere at any time, and certainly one of the most sensitive. I'll read it in Latin and then the translation. Animula vagula blandula, hospes comesque corporis, quae nunc habibus in locar, pellidula rigida nudula, nec ut soles darbis jocos. This translation by Margarita Ursinar, whose scholarly work, Hadrian's Memoirs, opened the eyes of many to the greatness of the man. Little soul, gentle and drifting, guest and companion of my body, now you will dwell below in pallid places, stark and bare. There you will abandon your play of yore, no longer making jokes. Today I give thanks for all world leaders who have the humanity and the spirituality to consider their own souls.